This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The inbound will come from Washington. Reed is jumping up in front. Doncic has the ball. Down by two.
There's the switch.
Gobert is out there. Doncic. The Rivers for the lead. Got it. What a shot. Dallas has taken the lead.
Just what Reggie Miller said. Go for the win.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, voice of the NBA on TNT and the NFL on Westwood One. Kevin Harlan joining us in just a second. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art, and it's the Frankels. Life's unpredictable, accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Kevin Harlan has the Lakers and Suns game tonight in Phoenix, and he joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Man, it's great to have you back on. It's football and basketball season, and we have Mavs-Bucks tonight. Do you see the Mavs getting back to the finals this year, Kevin?
I do. If they can stay healthy, and of course everything is kind of predicated on that with all these teams, but that midseason trade last year just made them whole. It got everybody kind of back in the lane they should be in. There were so many little things, tentacles out of that season. The way that Kyrie and Luka got together, and not deferring but certainly understanding what particular game situations might require and who should step forward and who's got the hot hand. And I just think, you know, Jason Kidd's taken his team, in his 3 years. This is year four, I believe, and he's taken him deep into the playoffs two of the 3 years he's been there. So he clearly is the right voice. He resonates with the two most important players on that team, who are guards. He was a Hall of Fame guard. So it seems to have a good feel to it coming into the season. Like I said, that midseason trade just got everybody in the right seat. And from that point on, man, as we all know, they took off and it was a terrific ride. And I do see them gaining from what they accomplished last year in the finals and making another strong run. The West, though, is going to be wacko. It's going to be like all over the place. I don't know, from week to week, maybe even game to game, who we're going to be watching, but it's going to be a thrill a minute, I think, in the Western Conference.
It is. It is going to be wacko, but I think you got a lot of us all very excited with that prediction going back to the NBA Finals. I know we've talked with you about Luka before, and you're a big fan. Do you think this could be the MVP season, and how important is that for his resume?
Well, I think for anybody who is in that legend status, that elite status, that one-of-one status that Luka is in, it's not needed. It's not a prerequisite, but it is, I think, one of the things that you when you look at the collage of what he is as a player, you want one, two, three, four of those babies on there. And, you know, Kobe, I think Kobe only won one. If I'm not mistaken, I think he only won one MVP. And now I have to go back and look, but as great as he was, as immortal as he is, and Luka is on this path of that kind of individual accolade, but I know that he and these other guys are just wired to think team success, championships, and that really is probably his own desire. He'll play as much as he needs to play. He'll be ready for the long haul, the 2 months of the postseason. Every year, I think he gets a little smarter. every year. If I mean, he's off the chart in terms of his basketball prowess and how he, you know, works the game and works his career. But you can't help but think that every year he becomes a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more prepared, ready to take on anything they're going to throw at him. And they're going to throw stuff at him that probably is unique, more unique than it was last year when they would come up with crazy defenses to try to handle him. So I just think he's the kind of player that you embrace and watch and just enjoy. I think after a while in that Western Conference final with the Timberwolves, you just sit back and you just marvel at just, wow, this, he's got so many subtle things about his game that are so appealing. I'm just captured by everything he does and can't wait to watch him again this year.
Wow, everything you
do. Postseason baseball is here and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just said about him is the way I feel about you, Kevin Harlan. And you pioneered the thick pick on Monday Night Football just recently. Yeah. Please, first of all, bravo.
Yeah.
And can you just take me inside the making of the thick pick? At what point did that term enter your brilliant brain?
Well, I don't know that I had read it or heard it. I don't really know, quite frankly. You know, that, and that's probably good. I have a very low IQ, and so some of that stuff just kind of just rotates around in there, and who knows where it ends up. And sometimes it's flushed out, and sometimes it gets buried. A lot of guys would have made that same call. But that guy was a big man running out of that end zone. And you know, you don't want to get too descriptive, but you've got to be, you know, I guess descriptive enough. But anyway, that was a lot of fun, and that is one of those plays. Whenever you see a big man do something out of, like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess this, you guys saw it firsthand and at your Cowboy Detroit game this past weekend when they were sticking offensive linemen out there and putting them in skill position. But it is fun to see a big man do extraordinary things, and Kalen Saunders certainly did that for the Saints in that interception in the end zone against Kansas City.
Hey, Kevin, speaking of the Lions, what do you make of the black and blue division with all four of those teams?
How about the differential? Differential is unbelievable what those teams are winning by. Mm-hmm. They've all got quarterbacking that is either mature, becoming superstar status, or emerging as a rookie. I mean, it's just... it's really fat. You know, and we got a guy that was kicked to the curb, and he's starring, and he's got an undefeated team. Mm-hmm. We have a guy who's got the biggest contract in the NFL, and he is meeting all those expectations. We've got a Goff who is in the perfect stage of his career and performing like they had hoped, and one of the top 10 quarterbacks in football, and then Caleb Williams in Chicago, who, like all young quarterbacks, is going to have his up and down game here and there, but what he did this past weekend in London and where they are now at 4-2, if you'd have told that organization they'd be 4-2, this guy would be quarterbacking and improving game by game, I think they would have said, we are in. And what they've accomplished has been great. That division is terrific. And they may get three teams out of that division in the playoffs the way they're going right now. They're wonderful. They really are. It's a fun team and a fun division to watch.
How much trouble are the Cowboys in? And be careful, Jerry Jones might be listening, Kevin.
I've heard. My gosh, as if they don't have enough issues, he's creating one on his own. He's a smart man, and he's a brilliant owner, and we all appreciate all the things he's done for the NFL and Texas, North Texas. I mean, listen, he's a legendary guy, but when your team is in chaos, putting it in more chaos, don't put it in the bullseye. I mean, I don't know. Now, listen, at the end of the day, we all know he's responsible for that roster and those contracts and everything from tip to tail. So, you know, I get partnerships, but there's got to be some journalism here too. And so I know that all you there are very interested in how this thing is going to turn out. But the Cowboys, on another note, the Cowboys, I think the roster is ordinary, and they're a little top heavy. And I think they're banking on what happened last year. I think they were 4-2 at the break last year. They kind of grouped their team together and got on a new tangent, and it paid off, and they won the 12. And they're going to have to do a lot to get that number this year, but I think they've got everything in place to do it. They need to get a couple defensive players healthy, as we all know. But I just don't know when you've got a lot of issues, you know, that are pretty paramount, and you're taking shots at the media. That to me just makes no sense. But then again, I'm not down there. I'm not him. I'm not in that organization. But from afar, I'm just telling you, it looks weird. It looks wonky, and I don't know what this means about him or but it just feels crummy.
We appreciate your insights on all matters, sir. Enjoy the season, and we'll look to catch up with you real soon.
I hope so. Take care. Thank you again.
Salute. There he is, voice of the NBA on TNT, Kevin Harlan, voice of the NFL on Westwood One Radio. Thank him so much for joining us whenever he has a moment.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.